Thank you for calling Amora. My name is Vanda. How may I help you?
Hi, I was calling. I have some questions on my account.
All right. Do you have your customer number or contract number?
Is that the 318-838, I believe?
318-88?
838.
318-838?
318-838.
Okay, one moment.
Maya, be quiet.
All right, and what's the name under the company?
The company name or the PG?
The company name.
Humes Trucking, LLC.
And may I ask who I'm speaking with?
Yes, this is Lakeisha Humes.
Mm-hmm. And what can I help with?
Yes, I'm calling two things. So a couple of days ago, a transaction tried to come through my bank account. I did call, and no one seemed to know what the transaction was for. And they supposedly, I think they emailed the billing department, and then they gave me an email to email, but no one has gotten back to me, and I'm trying to see what was the transaction for. My bill is not due to the 15th, and my bill is like 100 times more than what was tried to pull, so I don't know what it was for. It was a little amount.
Okay, give me one moment.
But I didn't authorize anyone.
Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so see where you emailed the customer care, and from what I can see, someone named John Nail, is assisting with your account, and it says that they would be reaching out to you. Did you by chance have like any type of missed call yesterday from an unknown number?
No, ma'am, I didn't. Nope. I answer all the numbers when I'm waiting on calls. That's why I'm like, wondering, like, what's going on? No one reached out to me.
I'm not exactly sure what might be going on. They may be researching it and seeing exactly why it was pulled just before they call you, so they have, like, an explanation and everything. But I can re-email our customer care support team that's handling it to see if they can reach out to you by the end of today.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.